So kids, in our passage this morning, we heard the story of Jesus's death. And he said two things while he was on the cross. And we know that everything that Jesus says is really important. But you know when he chose to say these two things right before he died, that they're extra, extra important. So let's put on our listening ears to make sure that we pay attention to what Jesus says, okay? The first thing that he says is, I thirst. And the second thing he says is, it is finished. So it makes sense that he would say that I thirst. He's thirsty. He's in a lot of pain. He hasn't had much to drink that day. And so that makes sense. And they gave him something to drink that was really, really yucky, something really gross, really sour, yucky. And I think this is meant to remind us that what he said, that he was about to drink the cup of God's wrath. Do you remember this? Way back when Jesus was arrested in the garden, Peter cut off the ear of one of the people who were coming to arrest him, and Jesus says, put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me to drink? Right? And Pastor John pulled out this cup to remind us of the cup of God's wrath. And he said, and God's wrath is God's rightful anger and judgment for evil and sin. So all of the evil in the world and deserves the wrath of God, as well as all of the sin that we commit. So every time we don't love God well, every time we don't love each other well, the wrath of God is deserving of that, right? And so Jesus comes up on the cross, and Jesus is taking the cup of God's wrath. And he drinks every single last drop of it. And he says,
it is finished,
right? And when we believe that Jesus fully drank the cup of God's wrath for us, and when we tell him we want you to be king of our lives, we are saved from God's wrath. He drank the cup of God's wrath so that we could drink the cup of God's mercy and love as his family. So kids, help me out. Thank you very much. So we see a cup like this every single Sunday, every time we're together in the morning. Where do we see another cup like this? Can you tell me? Yeah. Yeah, right over here during communion. Yes, we see another cup, right? And whenever we come up here and take a sip or dip our bread in, the person who's giving the wine says, this is the blood of Jesus shed for you. And that's to remind us that Jesus shed his blood on the cross. He drank the wrath of God so that we could drink from the cup of God's love and mercy. Amen.